Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here with my happy, young... What did Trump say about Greta Thunberg?
A sweet girl.
About the future.
A happy, sweet girl with a great future.
I'm with my happy, sweet mother who's really positive about the future of our podcast.
Very.
Please, over to you, Mum.
Darling, what do you want me to say?
I don't know. What do you want to say to your fans?
Nothing. I'm really thrilled to be here. I'm very excited to meet Chaim.
Chaim. I'm drinking. It's been a long week.
It's Wednesday, Jess.
Oh, yeah. So Chaim are sisters that I met years and years ago who were so full of the most, like, charisma and character that I immediately wanted to be their friend. They're so cool and fun and have the best dance routines and talented and they make the best songs, but actually they're just lovely Jewish girls from the Valley. Mum, what is on the menu this evening?
So I've made chicken soup with matzo balls because I think that is a prime currency with Chaim.
Basically, apparently they did like their first gig and they were paid in matzo ball and chicken soup. And it was for a Jewish deli. Did you know this?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That is very funny. I felt it.
Across the waves.
Atlantic, yeah. Well, Jessie, there's one thing I'd like to say. I think I've cracked the matzo balls. I think I've finally perfected the recipe. Well, the proof will be in the eating, but I think it is going well.
So what else have we got apart from soup?
We've got chicken soup with matzo balls and we've got apricot chicken. And then I've done tropical fruit salad and we've just got ice
cream. You've done something that I really can't stand.
What?
In fruit salads. You've put grapes in it.
I only put them just for colour.
I don't know whether other people have this issue, but whenever you go... and you get a fruit salad. Do you agree with me, Alice?
I can't bear apple.
No, I can't bear apple.
You're right. Alice, producer, you were right. Apple, pappy apple.
I only did it for colour. I only did it for colour, darling, because it was the most yellow fruit salad I've ever seen. I did think about cutting up the watermelon and putting it around the edges to make it look more appetising.
Wow.
Like a bit kind of tropical.
Quite bake-off of you.
A bit very bake-off. But I didn't, because I'm too tired and I've had enough now.
Finally, we get the Chaim sisters, Esty, Alana and Danielle, in Clapham, having some chicken soup. Chaim, coming up on Table Manners. So I finally have you.
Yay.
In my clutch, in my grasp. This has been a friendship that's been going on for a while.
A long time.
Like, I don't know, how
nice
many
Jewish
years?
Girls.
Yeah.
Since 2012.
Yeah.
Shut up! Yeah, since 2012. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, well, fucking great. Amazing. And you're here now to promote the new record?
We
just,
have just
some
just,
songs.
Yeah, songs.
We're just summer, amazing songs.
But, yeah, summer
just summer girls.
So good.
Oh, thank you.
Love it.
Thank you. So
is that what the rest of the record's going to feel like?
It's kind of all over the place.
We're not
honestly, it's like kind of stream of consciousness, like gorgeousness,
exactly.
Like laid back. It was perfect.
Thank you. We're trying just to like release stuff and not
think about it.
I think that's the way. Like, it's interesting, like having musicians on this, like, everyone's attitude is so changing, and I think because of streaming as well.
Totally.
Right.
It's different now.
Totally.
Yeah.
And like your content.
Mum, have you seen their videos on Instagram?
I saw the video when they danced down the street.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favourite.
Mum,
and I said to Jessie, why can't you do that?
Darling, why can't you just dance?
No,
I can't. And then Alana, I saw that it was you in the kids' picture, a video.
Bewitched video?
The Bewitched video. How old were you?
I think I was like six or seven.
Going for it.
Totally.
Like, body popping. I was honestly surprised at myself. When I saw the video, I was like, oh my gosh, was I a dancer? Because I really grew up thinking that I couldn't dance.
Can we talk about pushy parents then? Who was I want to know whether your parents are as pushy as my mother.
Well, Essie and Danielle.
Jessica. Am I pushy? Sing out, Louise!
Yes, you are. So
sing out, Gypsy!
Thank you. You're the only person that got that reference.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
Yeah, Gypsy Rose Lee. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I'm an April Mr. Goldstone.
Come on. So, Alana is in this video that they the girls post the best Instagram, but everyone follows them. They've got millions of followers. But the Bewitched video was phenomenal, especially because I didn't realize Bewitched reached America.
Oh, yeah.
Very much.
They were
honestly
huge.
I don't even know. I feel like that song was huge, but I also feel like we just picked it out and we're like, we love this song.
I know.
I mean, it was really... Would you say that they've inspired the new record?
Oh, 100%. Yes. I didn't realize that it starts out with, some people think I look like me dad.
Yeah.
Like, that's so random.
I look like me dad. Are you serious?
It's like such a weird
way to... And also, it's like really weird. I love Bewitched, don't get me wrong. I think that song is
a masterpiece.
But when it says, like, we're sitting in a tree, show me yours, show me mine. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Who wrote that? I feel like I've looked it up, though, because I was like, I get in the studio with whoever wrote this song? This song is amazing.
What is happening?
But what was it like growing up in... I mean, I know a little bit about your family and, like, but, you know... Growing up, you were in the Valley?
Yes. Valley.
Of the San Fernando Valley.
San Fernando Valley. But I think with dancing and stuff, I think, honestly, we were such rambunctious kids that I think my parents were like, let's put them in dance.
Yes.
So they tired themselves out.
Did you all do the dance?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think that when, like, this hip-hop class that I took, I think I thought that I was going to be in dance class with Essie and Danielle, but Essie at that point was, like, 14.
Yeah,
or something. I was like 6 or 7. Like, there was no way. Like, in my weird dreams, I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna be in dance class with Essie and Danielle." And I think both of them were like, "No, you're not."
Well, I took
the kiddie class.
Well, because we would basically do dances together at our house.
Yeah,
like we'd make up. So like,
you've always done that.
Yeah,
always. You did shows.
Yeah, shows for our parents.
But
for our
Essie
neighbors.
Essie was like the choreographer. Essie would just like choreograph things for me and Danielle to do. Like, there is a crazy dance that we did to the Friends theme song.
That's coming.
There's like a
mess.
No, oh my god, no. There was a lot of clapping.
Like, have your parents documented it?
Oh, so yeah.
And
then there was a camcorder was like glued to my desk.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hand,
yeah.
I know. It's really
so
cute.
When did like okay, it was dancing first and then playing music second? Or?
I feel like our parents were very into the arts, which I'm sure You were super into the arts.
Yeah. But, like, I wasn't, like, a dancer like you guys. Like, I got, like, the main part in the musical because, like,
yes,
I could sing.
Did.
It wasn't
yes,
because I could
did.
Act or dance. It was like, okay.
Wait, what musicals were you in?
Guys and Dolls.
Oh, love.
She was Miss Adelaide.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. She was the best. Darling,
our Jewish mother speaks.
People still talk about it in Dulwich.
Wait, didn't she do?
Why? Because I wore an inappropriate.
Your mink. Take back your poils. What makes you think that I was one of those goils?
Were you Miss Adelaide?
No, I just was a big fan.
Well, and then
it is the best.
It is really
like
the best musical.
And I feel like lots of.
That's all I remember from.
Lots of people don't. I know lots of people know about it, but I feel like everyone talks about Wicked and all these
ones.
Go back to Gershwin. Go back.
Yeah.
See, they are resurrected nearly every year in England.
I haven't seen Guys and Dolls.
Guys and Dolls was with what's her name? Imelda Staunton.
Yeah,
what's her name?
Like 20 years ago.
Okay.
So okay, it was kind of the arts. Everything was the arts, but. Were your parents musical?
A little bit.
You were in a band with them.
Yeah, we were in a band. But my mom is from Philly. She's from the East Coast. And she would just play like coffee shops. Like her
Her like idol was like Joni Mitchell. And also like Joan Baez and Bonnie Raitt. Like
she played guitar and like kind of sang for fun, was in like the guitar like club.
Yeah, she was like the head of the guitar club. Like she was like one of those
hippie. God. And this was in Philly, or was
this in Philly? Philly,
like high school, college.
Yeah. She moved to LA.
But her dream was like she wanted to pursue like some sort of musical career, but her dad was like, no, you're gonna be a teacher, and she was like, okay.
Yeah,
very compliant.
Yeah, but I think she always felt like she wasn't like
supported
in that way. So I think when we showed interest in anything, like, you know, she was like, you're gonna do it, because her parents weren't that supportive.
So growing up in your family, it was full of performances and choreographs. And what was the food like at your house?
We ate dinner together every night. Yeah. That was like a thing that our parents were super like...
And no TV.
No TV. It was crazy. Like we talk about it all the time. Like my mom worked so hard during the day and still made us dinner at night. Like I don't even know how... My mom's super... I can't even feed myself. Mm. I'm like, honestly, I haven't made...
But it was a priority. That's why.
Yeah. It's,
I think.
It's so crazy. Like literally every night. There was not one night that we didn't have dinner.
I mean, there'd be nights where sometimes we'd get like...
Takeout, obviously. Rarely.
I mean,
to be honest, my mom had her signature dishes. Her signature bakes.
Tell me.
Okay, well.
My mom's signature bake was eggplant parmesan.
Yeah.
We had a lot of eggplant parmesan.
That sounds good.
Sweet.
What's your mom called?
Easy.
Donna's eggplant.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, when my parents first started dating, my mom made it a point to cook for my dad all the time. And my dad said, it was like, slowly but surely, I started to realize the only thing she really ever made was eggplant parmesan.
You know what the secret to her eggplant parmesan is? Salting the eggplants to get the water out of it.
Did she fry the eggplants before she baked them? You see, but a lot of oil.
A lot of oil.
We didn't say this was a health food
podcast.
No, but you can now griddle them.
You
don't have to fry them so much. But they are definitely better because otherwise they don't cook. They're slightly raw if you don't fry them.
Yeah, if you don't fry them first.
So what was another bake of hers?
She made the most
brisket.
Insane brisket.
Really good brisket.
And I mean, I know we're having matzo ball soup tonight, but my mom makes it amazing. I mean, I feel like every Jewish mom makes it amazing.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, you're going to have to be polite because you're here, but like, it will be interesting to see how it compares. Mom's very happy with her fluffy balls tonight.
I've never met a matzo ball I didn't like.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I love a ball.
Mom also made really good sweet and sour meatballs.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet and sour meatballs.
And that's from the old country.
With beef. Well, we grew up kosher.
Are you kosher now?
No.
Okay, fine.
Well, if our dad's listening, mom and dad, we are kosher.
If
our parents are listening, we are very kosher. We've never had anything other than kosher meat.
The thing that you have to give way on is parma ham or serrano ham and prawns.
That's a thing.
Right? I know. I literally...
And crab cake, soft shell crab.
But... I mean, we're going all over the
place. Shrimp,
but
Esty,
you're a vegan.
But I'm vegan now.
But that you haven't always been vegan, no?
No.
Because we went out for sushi in LA.
We took you to Hama.
I loved that place.
Hama was good. Yeah,
that's like a down the wall downtown.
That was wicked.
Why you were veggie now?
So
vegan,
a vegan. So I'm a type 1 diabetic. So I have to with food, I have to be a little more stringent.
Because of the carbs and things.
It's not even the carbs. It's weird. I do like high carb but low fat. So I
talk about being from LA.
They've worked this out for you.
Basically, it's just animal protein is really hard on your kidneys.
Yeah.
And I have kidney problems from the diabetes.
Such bad luck. When were you diagnosed?
I was 14. I was really, really young.
I know.
I was really young.
Essie's a trooper though.
I got some stuff I want to do.
And you're kind of the oldest and the tallest, so did you get enough attention, do you think, Esty?
I mean, I think I still get the most attention. I think that in a weird way, and not to get too philosophical early on, but I weirdly feel like I was given it for a reason, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
No. As in, like, to raise awareness for it. Like, I was given it so that I could help other people that have it.
Okay. That's a very good philosophy.
Do you know what I mean?
And you do quite a lot for charity with awareness.
And awareness, and I do stuff with CHOC, the Children's Hospital Orange County, and
the JDRF,
the Juvenile Diabetes.
Right.
And there's also, there's like a bunch of LA companies that do stuff with diabetes, and I try to do as much like outreach, especially with women that have type 1 diabetes.
I remember when you played Glastonbury.
Oh, yeah.
You just won, I think, the Sounds Poll for BBC. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone wanted a piece of you. You were ready to give everyone a piece of you because it was exciting and you kind of, you love, you're Anglophiles, aren't you?
Oh, yeah,
you
totally.
And the UK was kind of what launched you.
Yeah, totally. Nobody absolutely
gave a shit about us in America. So then,
yeah. Yeah. Honestly, but, except for our parents.
True, no, because you supported Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but that was later.
After.
Okay. That was in the later. Beginning. In I the mean, very
this
beginning.
Is big time.
But so, no, so back to Glastonbury. So I remember they were doing, I think you had like something crazy, like 5 shows or something. It was like, yeah. Going, yes, we'll do that stage. Yeah, and you were doing the pyramid stage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this was like your first Glastonbury.
Yeah. Totally. Yep.
Yeah.
And you had a fucking nightmare.
I had a full-blown low blood sugar. I forgot to eat, but I'd already taken insulin. So it's like taking the medication without the cart. Basically, my blood sugar just got really, really, really low. And I could feel my eyes fluttering into the back of my head. And I've had a seizure before in high school, so I know what it feels like. Mm. So when your blood sugar gets that low, your brain stops working and you have a seizure.
Tired. Are you trained in this?
Well,
Danielle's
singing and playing.
We were like singing. Well, we had just finished a song, and like usually me and Esty, because Danielle, I love you, but you don't talk. Usually me and Esty have like a good little like banter.
Abbott and Costello.
I like throwing up Esty's bikes in, and all of a sudden I like started talking, and I was like, "So Esty, what do you think about today?" And then it was just she was gone, and I was like, "Where did you go?" Like she had just walked off stage, and I was like. I thought that she had just had overcome, like she had.
It was overwhelming.
Like overwhelming where she was going to go have like a cry or something. Yeah. Like I was like, oh, she needs a moment. Like everything is just so overwhelming. And I looked over and I was like, bitch, it's Glastonbury. Yeah. Get it together. Like stop crying. There's no crying at Glastonbury. Because I didn't know what was going on. I thought she literally was just like, I'm emotional. Yeah, like, I need to go have a moment. Yeah. And then finally I saw her. She had gone off stage and she was just lying on the floor.
Shit.
But we were on stage. Like it was like our time. We're being like broadcasted on television. So like me and Danielle were like, I don't know what to do. And like everyone's like, just stay. She's fine.
So what did you do?
I don't even remember. We were like, a bloop, boop, boo, doo, doo. Like I did like a little, I busted out my Bewitched dance. I was like, nobody. But after like 5 minutes, you got like a candy bar in you and you were fine. But
I got chocolate put in the side of my mouth.
Because you couldn't even get to.
I was like, I'm done. But then once I came to, they were like, what do you want to do? And I was like, you know that scene in
Rock
Cool
Runnings?
Well, in Cool Runnings, you know, when like they wipe out and the guy's like, Samka, you're a dead man. And they take the bobsled and they walk across the finish line, like even though they're dying.
With your bass.
I was like, I'm gonna finish this gig. Because I felt like I had to, but it was really scary because I remember what it was like to have a seizure. It's really, really terrifying. And low blood sugar in general is really scary. You feel like you're going to die. So.
To have that on the main stage.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, what's the pyramids. And also it was like, I had just said like, my life will never get better than this. Like not but 5 minutes before that. And then I feel like someone else there was just like,
well,
you know
you're
what?
Right. You're right.
You might be right. You might be right. So it might be your time to go.
Shouldn't you always carry chocolate around with you?
I do. But you know what the thing is like...
At Glastonbury, it's like such a...
It's so overwhelming.
And like nothing with us.
Just like in every day, there'll be days when I'll have eaten the chocolate the day before and I'll forget to put another one in my purse and then I'll be in my car and I'll start shaking and I'm like, oh, okay, well... And then I'll fuddle around in my little... with chocolates. I'm like, where's my stuff? And then I'll be like, oh, I... ate the Sour Patch Kids yesterday and then and if it's in traffic it's like a whole kerfuffle.
So I've like, broken her. I mean now there's like new technology where like her blood sugar
the thing on my
now so she this didn't have new. That before
you
yeah
had, yeah you have
well I still pump. Have the pump
but like
I still have the pump
that the pump doesn't check your blood sugar
so this checks my blood sugar every 5 minutes
so that gets
That's not
Essie's not bionic. Beep. Beep. Essie doesn't need to be charged.
Essie
needs to be charged. No, her blood sugar gets sent to my phone, so I can see where, no matter where I am in the world.
Yes.
It's great. Brilliant.
It's crazy.
So then, like, with
technology.
Technology is great.
It's 2019, yeah.
So, yeah, it makes it a lot easier. But I think with food, I think, I mean, it was for, like, ethical reasons also. Because mm-hmm. I didn't really eat red meat or, like, chicken or anything. If anything, I would have fish once in a while. Mm-hmm. So the choice to go vegan was pretty easy.
Uh-huh. And in LA, I guess it's quite easy to be a vegan, huh?
Yeah, we're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. How's London treating you?
London's great. We miss it.
I get all my boyfriends from here.
I forgot about that. You love a Brit.
I love a Brit.
As did you, Danielle. Not anymore, obviously. As did you, Esther.
We all had British, like, flings,
yeah,
for sure.
No, I love me a Brit. I love a Brit.
We were both had a bit of a crappy time in music where we were, I remember you came around to my house in Dalston and we were just like, this is a bit shit.
Yeah.
And like, it feels much better now for you guys and for me. Like,
yeah.
I mean, how did you change things? Like, what needed to change?
I think it wasn't even really a change. I think after our first record and after our second record, I think you just get so burnt out because it's like a constant, like, hamster wheel of, like, you tour, you come home for, like, a day, then you, like, are, like, kind of, instead of, like, being able to just be, like, oh, I want to create, you're, so, like, then something changes and you're, like, you're being forced to create, and then there's things that, like, come into it where you're, like, I don't fucking know. Like, there's times you just throw up your hands and you're, like, I don't fucking know. Like, what the fuck is going on? And so much has changed in music in the past couple of years, and a lot of it is good. Some of it's bad, a lot of it is good, and I think there's a point where I think anyone, you get run down. Like, you get really run down. And for us, at least, like, we're such workaholics that, like, we'll keep going until literally someone's like, you need to stop. Yeah. I didn't think that we ever realized that it took such a toll on us. Like, I mean, before our first record, 2 weeks before our first tour, my best friend passed away. Like, and I didn't have time to mourn because it was like, I gotta go work. And in a weird, like, twist of events, like, even though if I was home, I could have mourned that. Sorry to get so dark randomly.
Please.
But it was actually kind of a good thing because I could, like, kind of run away from it. But you don't realize, like, shit like that happens. And when you're, like, when work makes it so easy for you to run away from a bunch of shit that you don't want to deal with. And I think that when we came off of our second record, we finally, like, took a moment to be, like decompress and, like, go through everything that had happened in the past, like, from 2012 to fucking 2018.
And,
like,
it catches it up with you.
You can't really run away for that long.
You can run away for, like, I mean,
you're not supposed to run away, period. Right. Like, it was really just, like, and even though, like, it was hard, the thing is, it's, like, I felt like it was honestly very natural. Like, it wasn't, like, a thing that was unnatural. I think it was just, like, we're human. And it was something that just needed to happen. And I think with the new music that's coming out, I think it's, like, the most proud I've ever been of our music. I've always been really excited to put out music, but this time around, I'm, like, very much excited because it honestly does feel like the most raw, and I feel like we don't really give a fuck about anything anymore. Where, like, I feel like you get so controlling over everything that happens, and, like, it's, I always make the metaphor of, like, it's like when you're snuggling a puppy and, like, you just want to snuggle it so hard, and then you're like, but if you snuggle it too hard, then the puppy suffocates and dies. Yeah. And I feel like that's what we were kind of doing. We were like, so just like, like, we want everything to, you know, be perfect, and this is what we think needs to happen. And then in those cases, then you start doubting yourself. And I think with this, I think it's, like, so freeing to just be like, we like this, let's put it out. I mean, Danielle, when we were putting out Summer Girl, was in Italy. Like,
yeah,
we've, like, never put out a song not together. Like,
yeah.
Danielle's like, I'm out. Like, I need to go on vacation. I'm going to Italy. And me and Essie were in LA. And, like, we called her, like, the minute that it came out. And we're like, it's out. And she was like, cool. I'm about to get on a Vespa. I'll see you in a bit. Yeah. Like,
that's
and
great.
That was it. Yeah. And it was really, and it really is.
They're
just
young women, darling. They're not old people.
What are you saying, Mom?
Yeah.
That you have to balance your work.
Well, I think my time out was by getting pregnant, but I didn't fucking get the time out because you don't when you want a fucking
Which, honestly,
kid.
I have so many questions.
I know, we have so many questions about that.
I know.
What, you want one?
I want a lot.
Oh my god, it'd be so amazing though for you to go touring with your kids. Like,
I know,
like, but then you don't have the thing of like go to auntie. You're like, fuck off, I'm playing the bass.
I know.
Like, go to auntie Delana.
My parents are like so.
Will they go with you?
My parents come with me now. The thing is, like, my parents are so funny. Like, they're at the age now where they like want to retire, and they're like, I was having a conversation with my mom the other day, and she was just like, "We're just gonna follow you guys on tour," and I was like, "Oh."
Oh, you are? Okay.
So do I, are you guys going to come on the bus? Like, what's going on?
Oh, okay. So funny. I've heard this one before, Mum.
Darling.
No, you want to go to the fabulous places.
Yeah.
Oh, same with our parents.
Same with our parents.
Same.
Yeah. The worst place I've been to is Coachella.
Oh.
It's their favorite place.
Coachella is hard. No, it's not.
It used to be their favorite place.
First of all, I didn't understand why they had balaclavas on.
Well, because of the dust.
You couldn't see their faces.
Until you had a chest infection.
And then actually, when I blew my nose, I realized why. Because it was like dust.
Oh, yeah. You sneeze.
In your ears, in your nose, in your everywhere.
And it's so hot.
It's so hot. It's hotter than hell.
It really is.
My parents came to both Coachellas that we've played.
And then our pop-up came, too.
Our grandpa, R.I.P., our grandpa came to our first Coachella, and we got him, like, a couch. And he sat on the side of the stage.
Sweet.
And he hadn't even really been keeping up with anything that we were doing, so I think he was, like, honestly super confused. Like, I kept on looking over thinking he'd be, like, super into it, and he was just insanely confused.
He was like, wait, they know you?
And I was like, yeah, pop-up, they know me. And they were like,
how do they know this?
He was like, but how do they listen to your music? I'm like, oh, it's online, pop-up. And he's like, it's online, but where do you find it online? How do you, when I was like, on iTunes. And he's like, iTunes, what is iTunes? I'm like, pop-up, Joe, we can't get into this right now. This is years and years of technology that I have to get into.
Should we have some food now?
Yes.
I wonder, now, Esty, we have, like, bless you, you were like, I'll eat before. No.
Okay.
We can't do that. So we've got, you can wait for the main, because it's not just chicken soup and matzo balls. I knew they'd be like that. I think they would have. Anyway, we've got chicken with apricots after.
Oh my god!
Like, we're in it. I don't want to keep you up too much, but actually, you're on LA time now.
Yeah, I'll eat everything.
Now we're. But we could either. I'm just gonna heat up. I hope this is okay.
What?
We've got miso portobello mushrooms.
Great.
With quinoa and rice, and then with like sesame kale and like a dressing and yada yada yada, but I kind of want to make it taste as nice as possible, so I want to put the mushrooms in the oven for a bit, if that's okay.
That's fine, honestly, whatever you guys want.
Do you mind if we have a bit of soup potentially whilst you're waiting for your mushroom?
Oh my god, absolutely.
I'm so excited. You know, soup is my favorite thing to eat.
Do you want to open a soup restaurant? My dream is to open a soup restaurant.
I used to think that people that like soup were quite dull people.
Because it's the same taste over and over.
But it's not the same taste. There's so many different soups. What do you mean?
You're opening up a can of worms for Danielle right now.
No. I'm interested by this because I feel like you and Sam, you know my Sam, would get on quite well because he wants to open a porridge. And I feel like that's the same kind of world. If you're into soup, you're into pot.
Absolutely.
I don't really like oatmeal.
Talk to me about soups.
Okay, I'm an Aquarius, and I didn't know this until recently, but apparently we're always cold. Aquarius are always cold. Like, not cold, like personality.
No, I think I'm pretty warm. Warm-hearted, absolutely.
I think I'm pretty warm. But I'm always cold. Like, even in LA, like, when it's hot, I'm just, like, always wanting something hot. Like, it's very weird.
Okay, so it's, like, nourishing for you.
Exactly. It makes me feel warm.
So,
and
like, do you make soup?
Yes.
So what's your Danielle's soup?
I like a lot of lentil soup, so easy because you just kind of like whip it up and it's super easy. Chicken soup, mushroom soup.
Yeah, okay.
You can really make anything in the soup.
Yeah. I feel like this is implying that you're quite a dull person, Danielle, and I know that you're not, so I really want you to zhuzh this soup up a little bit.
But by the way,
mushroom soup and lentil soup is not rock and roll, Danielle.
No, totally. But when you put a little vinegar in the lentil soup.
Oh, now we're cooking.
No, but here's the thing. I wouldn't want to have like a sit-down restaurant, honestly. I don't know if I should be sharing my
secrets. No, I like
right
this.
I'm giving away my secrets. I'll do two.
Okay, Danielle's a two-mouse ball.
I'm a one ball.
Do you, one ball kind of girl.
Have you done the carrots with it, Mom?
Oh, I love the carrots.
Wow, look how pristine
these balls are.
I will have to say, I'm going to go on record to say that I have never had a home-cooked meal in England.
Yeah.
I have never, this is my first home cooked meal. This is such a treat. Thank you so much.
This
I literally,
looks amazing.
I wish that my mom was here.
I need to know your secrets because
I know.
This broth looks delicious.
Wait, who taught you how to make possible soup?
Mom.
And where's your mom from?
Well, she became Jewish to my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But she was like, she used to speak in Yiddish.
No way.
No way.
I promise you, she converted. She Maggiah to marry my father.
Wow.
And she ended up in a Jewish old home with and spoke Yiddish to people.
This is
really good.
It's really good.
I know.
It's really good. This like, is very, very, very amazing.
I mean,
it's
like, how different is it to your
this
parents?
This is very good. I don't know. It's
the soup connoisseur. Really
I know.
Let me tell you.
The soup queen.
The soup queen rates it an A+.
What's the secret?
It just took ages to work out the exact amount of matzo meal.
Oh, I'm sure.
I know, you got to do the matzo meal.
And also baking powder, which they use in America, but they don't use here.
Oh.
It makes it fluffy.
So it makes it lighter. And it was just working out 100 grams of matzo meal with 3 eggs and some baking powder. And then it worked.
Wow. Wait, but what and about the broth, though? Because that's the really
broth.
The...
Right, so this was like probably 4 kilos of chicken. I couldn't get a kosher chicken last night.
It's okay.
So it was just ordinary chicken. It was chicken thighs and chicken drumsticks.
Okay.
And then I just boiled it for 4 hours with
On low heat?
I bring it to the boil, skim off all the horrible scum.
Yes.
So in there is about, probably 10 carrots.
Okay.
Five onions in their skin.
I heard about this because it gives it the broth
the color.
A good color. Exactly.
And I also put half a Swede in. Just
a what?
A Swede.
What's
a Swede?
What's a Swede?
I don't know. What's a Swede in?
A turnip.
Yeah. Our mom does that too.
Half a sweet, just for sweetness.
Yes.
And then I just boiled it, and then I strained it all today. And it's turned out okay, I think.
So good.
And then I also add a little bit of this consomme.
Which mix?
We've got osim or telma.
Telma.
I put probably 4 tablespoons
that
in.
Like,
that's the thing.
Who is the best cook out of
Danielle,
you?
Danielle, by far.
You're a great cook.
Danielle, by far. Out of everyone, I'm so bad at cooking. I actually have a fear of cooking. Chicken. I cannot cook chicken. My biggest fear is because I love entertaining. Like, I love having people over at my house. I love having barbecues. I love doing all that.
So, how do you do
it? When it comes to the cooking thing, I've found I could not cook in an oven. Like, I literally have a fear of my oven.
You have a fear of salmonella.
I have a fear of making people sick. Like, even when I make a big, I've made maybe 2 meals in my life. Yeah. And
you make people sick.
No, I've never made anybody sick. I've never made anybody sick, but every time I make it, I call my friends once an hour to be like,
are you
okay? Is your body fine? And they're always like, yeah, I'm fine, relax. But I can't do it, but I can cook on a grill. I don't know why, but
so you're like George Foreman.
Yeah, I got a barbecue because when I moved into my rental house a couple of years ago, one of my first things I bought was a barbecue. I don't know why. I loved having barbecues.
I'm an adult. I'll buy a barbecue.
I'll buy a barbecue. Yeah. I bought one of those the ones that look like a spaceship. What is it? A Weber.
The egg.
I love the Weber.
Yeah, the
Weber. And the thing is,
the
eggs
are good, right?
The egg.
The green
that's
egg.
Too complicated.
That looks very complicated.
It looks super complicated. Yes. I was just I want to put coals in a thing, light it. And then not worry about it.
Set it and forget it.
And I can cook literally anything on a grill, but I cannot cook in an oven. And the one time I cooked chicken kebab on the grill, I have a meat thermometer, and
you're very neurotic about it.
Literally put the meat thermometer in every little piece of chicken.
I think that's very thorough.
Because I'm so terrified. And the thing is, Essie and Danielle are both you're insane. It's fine. If you, just cook it and it's fine. It's really easy to cook a chicken. And I literally am so traumatized. So I've, never gotten over my fear. I don't know why. It's not like I've ever gotten sick from salmonella or anything. I don't know.
You've seen, the videos
it's
from,
so
biology
weird.
Class when they show you, this is what salmonella looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, it puts you off.
It's some weird, maybe past life vibe that
Do you see how they all back each other? It's so amazing. If I was in a band with my sister, honestly, we'd be on separate tour buses.
You do get on very well.
You get on so well. It's you're best friends, and I know you really are, but like you really respect each other. They work together, Mum, and they respect each other so much. But they maybe we need to take a page out of it, but
we're living together.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh no, we don't live together. And also people like the things we did live together for a while. I think the thing is like when we say that we don't live together, people honestly are like, "What? You don't live together? Like how could you?" I'm like, "I'm 27 years old. Like I'm living with my sisters.
Think we live in like bunk beds.
Like I go like Nightingale, like hey. Danielle! Like that's how we wake up and like we brush each other's teeth in the morning. It's like we live in time, but we do get on, but we are human. Like I do, like they do drive me insane half the time.
Darling, do you want to put the spinach on? Or do you want me to do it?
I would love you to do it because I'm scared I'm going to do it wrong. So
you lying
spinach.
Oh, wait. Did you hear that? She called me a bitch.
Yeah. Wait, what is the spinach? I need to know all the recipes.
No, it's literally, I think she's going to microwave it in a fucking microwave.
Oh, I love.
She's literally microwaving the spinach in the microwave.
Oh, I love it.
It's
great.
It is not fancy.
I'm in.
No, this is cutting corners, shall we say. Do you think you've got good table manners?
I mean,
I feel like you really do.
My elbows are on the table. That's fine.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
In America, that's table manners.
Really? Yeah, you have to. I know, but I've never. The thing is, my parents were never really sticklers about elbows on the table. I think we have okay table manners.
I don't talk with my mouth full.
Have a really big problem with that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I talk with my mouth full all the time.
Okay, what's your worst table manner in other people then? What do you can't stand
when you go out?
Oh, people like on their phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't mind the phone out.
Yes. Yeah. That's fine.
Well, no,
like if you're literally in a conversation and they just can't be, they're just like on their phone.
Okay.
I got a double. Enough.
Yeah, go on.
When someone takes their phone out at the dinner table because they have something in their teeth.
Oh, you don't like that?
Well, when they pick it out
and
then they eat it.
Oh.
Never had that one, SD.
Yep. Yeah.
Would you prefer them to discard it? Of it on a serviette. Like
on a napkin.
No, like, or fucking flick it away. I don't know. But like,
but not in someone's house.
Does that happen a lot?
Maybe I just have friends that were raised in barns. I don't know.
I would totally do that though. I think I'm all three hives. I have the worst tail manners. I burp all the time.
Oh, yeah, you do.
It's really bad. And Danielle's boyfriend hates it.
Yeah.
Like by far. Like I always feel better out than in. That's my always. And he'll always like all like burp very loud and he'll be like, "What are you doing?" But he's like a brother to us now at this
point. Well, not to me.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mum and I disagree on what we call it: Last Supper, Death Row Meal, Desert Island Meal. Top, like, starter, main, pud, dessert, and a drink of choice.
Starter?
Starter.
Appetizer, whatever you call it.
Okay, I would start... so hard. I mean, I love guacamole, but I don't know, is that a starter?
Yeah, fine.
The thing is, my whole meal is going to be Mexican food themed.
So that's fine. Like, where's your guacamole that you love from?
I always go to, like, the taco trucks.
Yeah.
That, like, are outside of my house.
Okay.
But
and they do good guac.
Yeah. I mean, in LA, we're really spoiled. Like,
yes.
We have, I mean, avocados grow there.
Yes. Literally grow on trees.
Yes. Literally grow on trees. And yeah, no, I've always been obsessed with avocados and guacamole. So I feel like I would start with guacamole. My main would definitely be tacos.
What kind of filling? What would be the filling?
I like all kinds of fillings. I've recently been very much into potato tacos, which is
I've never had them.
Oh my god!
I didn't really know that there was a thing. Like, actually, Danielle was into potato tacos before I was, but there's this place in LA called Home State. And there are these sisters that are from Texas.
Yeah.
And breakfast tacos are like a really big thing in Texas, and they brought them to LA. And they have like the most incredible potato taco. Oh my gosh. This looks incredible.
Oh my god, is
this insane.
Rosemary with the potato.
What is happening? Yeah,
just simples.
So yeah, so I love tacos, but there's also like, again, taco trucks in LA are insane. Yeah. There's a taco truck that's right by my house called Taco Zone. I think it's like $2 a taco. Mm-hmm. And we've been going there since we were like
12. In high school.
Yeah, like Essie would take me there when she was in high school. I was like super into it. They have the best tacos.
Did you move to the area for Taco Zone?
I honestly subconsciously probably did. Because it was walking distance from my house. And then for my PUD...
I love that you're using PUD.
I know, well fit. for my PUD, I'm like so basic. Like, I feel like I'm just so basic, but like I am obsessed with like chocolate cake with vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, but like that's fair
so,
enough.
So like that is like really, but like really like moist chocolate cake. Like ooh, some like that really word. Like, I know.
It's such just, a funny old word to I me. Know. Yeah. Because it gives so much, but then it also suggests...
I know, it takes away. It takes away, but it gives.
The best and worst word ever.
I know, it really is the best and worst word ever, but
so
that,
where would you get your chocolate cake? Thanks, babe.
I make the one thing that I will say is that out of all three sisters, I'm the best baker.
You love baking.
Like, I would love to be on the Great British Bake Off. I love baking. Because it literally takes no thought. Like, everything is spelled out for you.
But if you like to improvise, such as me and Danielle,
I don't like to forget improvise. About it. I hate improvising. It's like
you've got your thermometer. You're like,
I literally am like, I have my thermometer. Like, I will follow this recipe to a T, and if I follow it to a T, it'll come out the way that I want it to come out.
Oh my god, so
good. It tastes nice.
Oh, so we're all burning. We're all burning the roofs of our mouth.
So this is chicken supreme with apricots and apricot chutney and rosemary roast potatoes and. Spinach that you can just put in the microwave. It probably takes away all the nutrition, but it was quick.
This is so good. Oh.
So, okay, so we've had Alana's last meal.
Okay.
Danielle, let's go.
Soup. All right. So, no, I'm not going to go soup. Mm. I feel really embarrassed that I even talked about it.
I really like soup too. I was being a cow.
Okay. My starter would be I'm a huge like chicken liver like ooh. Pate like
don't even we that's we're gonna do fault. Chicken liver and mum defrosted the wrong meat and we thought we had livers in the freezer. I'm so sorry.
Chicken livers.
Yeah, we were gonna do chicken. Oh, sorry.
That's I'm a big no. Don't even. Two. Yeah, I'll be volume I'm two next two. Time. Yeah,
absolutely. You come back.
I'm a
Christmas.
Big like chop liver fan.
Or like
I
a
really
chop
am.
Liver mousse.
Mousse
maybe?
Like with a cracker okay. With like a with the toast.
Do you grate egg on yours?
Yes.
Okay. See, some I remember we had Loyal Kana over. Oh. You know the rapper is amazing. Rapper wordsmith, hip hop.
Yeah.
Charming. Came over and it was we did a Hanukkah theme thing which kind of didn't work out because we did latkes and it was just like spraying. But we offered him chicken liver.
Mm-hmm. It's a bold move. It's a bold move.
He looked really petrified.
He did. Oh, no.
He ate it, but he didn't have to.
But when you say chopped liver, it sounds revolting.
No, I love it.
I'm obsessed with it.
I love chopped liver.
And you have to put the schmaltz in it. You have to put schmaltz in it because it tastes so much better with it.
That was like any type of like celebration, whether it was like a birthday or like a graduation or like a Mother's Day, Father's Day, like we would always get like the
deli
like, platter, like with like all the different meats, deli platter, like cheese platter with like all the cold cuts, and then there would be like a huge mountain of chopped liver. Starter is chopped liver.
I think my main dish would be vongole.
You're not the first.
Really?
You won't be the last. That's very interesting.
And that's a bad for a kosher, ex-kosher girl, but it's my favorite pasta.
Is there somewhere that you get it that you adore it?
Ugh. Okay, I think...
She's been to Italy.
Yeah, when you were I've been to Italy. Yeah, it has to be in Italy, I think, when I had my vongolea.
Do you have parmesan on yours?
Do you like it?
I do.
Me too.
I know, honestly, is that right?
Supposed to have it? No. Like, really?
They don't even serve it. They look at you like you're dirt when you say
cheese. Cheese and shellfish is a no-no, delicious. But it's so much better.
It's so good.
So, okay, so that's your main.
What's
your main? Probably... I'm a big ice cream person.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
I'm a big ice cream.
What time?
Me too.
I mean, there's so many good places in LA. There's one place called McConnell's that's actually from Santa Barbara, and they're like expanding. So now they're opening all around LA.
And it's just
it's truly the best ice cream.
It's like literally 100% fat ice
cream. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's funny. I've got ice cream, but I got a vegan ice cream so everyone could have
like a sorbet.
Oh,
I love.
Like a vegan soy one. Because I felt like that was, we were already being antisocial.
It's Swedish glacé and all the
Swedish glacé is all right.
And all the from a Jew's
because
eat
they
it.
Can have it
right, because they can have
it's milk after meat. Right. So you can't have milk after meat.
So, then Esty, would yours be all vegan now? Or would you think you'd like go back to a time...
Well, if there were no consequences.
If this was in a vacuum.
And diabetes were off the table, what would be your...
Okay, this is a whole other ballgame.
Okay.
Okay, for my appetizer.
Yes.
I would eat like a burrata, like a filthy, disgusting, huge ball of chewy, gooey... burrata
with
huge ass tomatoes.
Mm. Yeah,
like big.
But
big...
where can you get good tomatoes in LA?
Yeah, you can.
They're pretty good.
Farmers market.
Farmers market. But you know the tomatoes I'm talking about.
Yeah. The really ugly ones
with like a really good olive oil and basil and salt and cracked pepper in a bowl.
Got it.
I would immerse my face in and motorboat.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And slurp up.
Right.
Then, okay, for my main, I'd probably have to go with pasta also. It's a toss-up between pasta and pizza. I feel like that's like the big...
Oh, have both. Come on.
Okay, both. Margarita.
Margarita.
I would do a margarita with like big mushrooms.
And?
I would do a pumpkin gnocchi. It's like pumpkin gnocchi.
Or ravioli.
Yeah. They have it that
sage.
Place. Yes.
Okay, and
sage, butter.
Cheese. Okay, cool. And then pudding.
You know what I would do?
What?
I would get, there's a place called Diddy Reese in LA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's two cookies.
Yeah.
Ice cream in the middle. Sandwich.
Okay. Oh, but that's Diddy Reese, the thing that was amazing about Diddy Reese, because you went to UCLA.
I went to UCLA, and it was in the village. Mm. $1.
It was $1.
For an ice cream sandwich.
And it was a huge, they've raised their prices
like 50 cents.
But it was crazy, because you literally could get the best ice cream sandwich of your life. When I'm studying,
and it's like 3 a.m, and I'm like, I have 70 tests, and there's a bottle of Drano next to my bed, because I kind of want to die. And then I would go into Diddy Reese and just get like 5 of them and devour.
But also the coolest thing is you could pick what cookie you want.
Right.
Yeah. And what ice cream you want, and they would make it for you.
Oh my God.
Homemade.
We need to open one.
There you go.
Yeah, you should.
We do not need that in our life right now.
Would actually do pretty well here, I feel like.
Would.
Do you all play an instrument?
Yes.
How many instruments?
It varies. I mean, we started on drums.
Yeah.
My dad plays drums, and we always had like a drum kit in our house. So we all started off on drums, and then we moved on to piano because as a parent, you're told like, make sure your kids play piano. Like my parents were like very much like some teacher was like, it would be great for their, brain
development.
So we started on piano. And then I think we all individually I had so much energy that the thought of like sitting at like a piano where like I couldn't move and practicing, like just did not.
So then it was
wasn't one of the things. So then, well, Danielle and Essie both moved on pretty quickly. Like Essie went to bass. Danielle went to guitar, and I like stayed on piano because I really wanted to be different as the baby of the family. I was like, I'm going to be different. I'm going to stay and do piano. And then I like would see them running around with their instruments, and I'd be like, hold on, let me go get my piano. It's like 1,000 pounds. So I was like, oh no, I think I want to move to guitar. So I moved to guitar, but then I like circled back to piano in high school when I could actually really like talented. Appreciate it. And then we all kind of play percussion. We all Danielle plays the drums on all of our records. It's like a it's a whole thing. But yeah, no, we all play instruments.
But like, did you ever have the conversation where you're like, look, like if I take the bass and I said we could actually make like the fucking band?
No, or there was never really several other conversations. I think the thing is like,
well, there was a point where I was like a senior in high school. Mm. SD was about to go to UCLA, and I was like, do I go to college? What do? I really want to do music. Mm. And all of my friends were going to school for either theater, like, because we went to a like an arts high school. Mm. And there was a moment where I was like, do I try to go to college to learn about music, or do I just kind of stay in LA and just try to actually like do it? Mm. And at that point I was like, all right, let's just like, should we make our own band? And we were all like, yeah, let's like try it. And so I like stayed home, got a job, and went to community college. And we just started playing anywhere we could get a gig. And that's what we did for like 7 years.
And then there's a story of you getting paid in matzo ball.
Our first gig was at Cantor's.
But that was before. That was with
Rockenheim. Yeah.
We played
Kibitz Room.
We did waitressing.
Yes.
Basically, yeah.
But we like, I mean, the thing is like Cantor's like.
What did you play?
We played, there's this bar off of the main Cantor's called the Kibitz Room.
Basically all of our, like, I had a guitar teacher, Bill Wiseman, who was amazing. Esty had a bass teacher named Lou.
And they were best friends.
And they had a band. And every Monday night they'd play the Kibitz Room and they'd get paid in lots of ball soup. But they were just so excited to play. They were the best. They just like loved playing music. Mm-hmm. And that was like the funnest thing for them was just to like jam at the Kibitz Room. And when we had our like family band, when we would like just kind of play on the weekends, and my dad would like basically, I think dad really just wanted us to like not get into trouble. So he's on the weekends we have to rehearse, you know? So
I told you how I thought every family had a band growing up.
But did your parents ever play with you like the Sound of Music?
Yeah, we had a family band.
It was musically drums.
Yes. But they
guitar and sang.
And was it lots of Fleetwood Mac?
Honestly, it was a lot of Eagles and Santana. Things that people don't actually really like.
We did Black Magic Woman.
It would all Santana.
Evil ways.
You got to change your evil ways.
Oh, mom.
Baby. Before I stop loving you, you got to change
your evil ways.
Baby.
Yeah. Not many people of your age know these songs.
Oh, we knew it all. I was like, singing Evil Ways like when I was like five. I knew it.
I missed the boat with that one.
You should have joined our band.
I know, you should have joined our band. Yeah, maybe you could be just like
there. The boat is still in
like,
the bed.
From the Happy Mondays and just be there kind of fucking dancing with the tambourine.
Yes,
like that.
Exactly.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. Do you ever reunite?
They also come to the fun cities on tour. We've played with them like
there
done
was, like
an
when
encore.
We played
on
stage. Yeah, we played Radio City in New York, and like before the gig, my parents were like, "Okay, so when do we come on?" And I was like, "Excuse me?" And they're like, "When's our time? When should we be ready?" And I was like, "You're not coming on." And then we went on stage and it was kind of like this like huge momentous occasion that we all kind of like looked at each other like, "Should we have mom and dad come up?" And
what did you play?
On the talkback mic, which is like a mic that you can speak to everybody on stage, but no one in the audience can hear. I like asked, I was like, "Hey, can someone find my parents? Like, we want them to come play." And literally, I'm not. They literally, I don't know, but by the time I was like, "Can someone find my pet?" My mom was like on the side of the stage, like me. She was like warming up, being like stretching, being like, "Here I go," and I was like, "Oh." Okay.
That's amazing.
And they came on stage and it was like a really big thing.
Mustang Sally.
We do like a roaring rendition of Mustang Sally.
That's our like ultimate Rockenheim.
Yeah. Song, peak of Rockenheim. But my mom like...
What does she do?
She sings lead. Oh, it becomes Dawn and Himes. It literally becomes Dawn and Himes. Like I'm not on stage. Literally my mom... When my mom comes on stage with us, literally all she sees is like... a spotlight and fog and lasers that just spell out Dawn Rose. Like,
has she got the gravelly voice?
Oh, my mom is like a beast when it comes to like, being she's on really stage. Good. She's it good. Really does. And my dad gets on drums.
Mustang, Sally now, baby.
And you're like, Sally now, baby.
No, we go.
Ride, Sally, ride.
You know?
Yeah. No, we're like, honestly, like we turn into like we were like kids again. Like we turn into like backup singers.
Jesse, do you think we should have sung?
You guys should.
Oh my God. We'll
you should bring your mom
singers.
On stage. We'll you should bring your mom on stage.
Yeah, Jesse says you can't put grapes in fruit salad.
I feel really funny about grapes in fruit salad. Danielle agrees
with
me.
Yeah, and like
I don't want to
thank
I
you.
I don't feel bad for me.
I agree. I said to her, why have you done that? That's weird. But then Alice, producer Alice said that the worst is when they put apple in.
Yeah, no
happy apple.
No apples.
So, I'm not a big blueberry person either in a fruit salad.
They go a bit sad. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Mum, all I'm saying is don't you.
Is this mango, though?
It's
this is mango.
It's mango.
This Mom, it's like a plum or like an apricot. Something.
It's a nectarine, maybe?
What's this?
That's nectarine.
Yeah. But they're shit nectarines, to
be
fair.
But we put ginger in it.
Ginger, stem ginger.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of that.
Love.
Before you go, we'd like to give you our fabulous tea towels.
I love them.
I love this.
A little leopard print goes a long way.
It does. It does.
Haim, Alana, Danielle, and Esty. You've been fantastic. As I
probably
knew
the best guest ever.
Oh, don't you say that every
no, not really.
Time.
And listen, we don't invite everyone back. But
honestly, when I heard you guys were doing a matzo ball soup, I knew that you guys did it with Mark Ronson, and I got a little.
Oh yeah,
he helped himself to the bloody saucepan.
He had two helping, three helping.
Oh my God, we do it for
Good
all
boy.
The Jews. Is that?
Okay, honestly, I'm glad we got to do it too, because matzo ball soup's our favorite thing.
I don't want you to leave. I'd love you to stay here. I'd love us to have a sleepover. I'd love us to have a bagel.
Can we carry on singing?
I love seeing you.
Want to carry on singing, darling?
To take us out, I don't know which song you're going to do next.
Yeah, let's just do one.
What are you going to do?
You pick one.
Oh, I don't know. Santana and Fleetwood Mac.
All of which, whoever, which one you want?
Can you hear me calling
out your name? You know that I've fallen and I don't know what to say. Come on, baby, you better make a start. You better make it soon before you break my heart.
Take it there.
Oh, I want to be with you everywhere. Oh, I want to be with you everywhere.
I want to be with you everywhere.
Didn't I tell you you were going to love them?
Not only did they like my food.
They really liked your food.
Said I was like their mum, which is that's really positive.
I have heard you sing Mustang Sally as well.
Oh, yeah.
The Commitments used to be on loop.
On loop.
But yeah, oh, I love those girls. I don't get to see them enough. They're so charismatic and bright and brilliant and talented.
And warm.
And warm. And they had seconds. Yep. And they just... They're just nice Jewish girls. So thank you, Haim, so, so much.
Best of luck.
Yeah, I don't think they need
with
luck.
With everything.
They're brilliant, aren't they?
Yep.
And on that note, I'm sleep training my son, so I'm going to go to bed now.
Night, night.
And hope for the best. Thank you for listening. The music you've heard on Table Manners is by Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser. Table Manners is produced by Alice Williams.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.